Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Boomer and I had very different afternoons yesterday after the show. I went to Pottery Barn and Boomer went to the Pentagon. So
yes, I did.
A little bit different, but very, very American, both places.
Yes, very, very American.
Very American in different ways. But yes, that must have been a cool trip for you.
Yeah, it really was. First time I'd ever been to the Pentagon, and you know, just learning the history of it. First of all, you walk the halls, so it's like a museum,
yeah.
Right? So you get to see everything, and Gunnar and I were down there, and we were kicking off a Salute to Veterans television show that PBS will be showing over the Memorial Day weekend, and we showed it, the initial screening of it to a number of active duty men and women in the Army, and it was really well received. I was down there with Rocky Blyer.
Oh, nice.
And you know Rocky from Pittsburgh.
Love Rocky,
and
yes.
And Rocky's story is amazing, and he is a true American, I would say not only football hero, but also hero himself, who was stationed in Vietnam and then came home injured and in two different places for two different reasons. It's really an amazing story when you listen to him tell it. So, but the Pentagon was really just an awesome, vast place that if you've never been there, and I'd never been there, you're just overwhelmed with the size of it and the amount of people that are there. About 30,000 people working there.
Wow.
You know, it was actually, you know, they put the shovel in the ground. I didn't realize this. September 11th, 1941 is when they put the shovel in the ground. And then, of course, I wanted to go to the West Wing area where where the plane had struck the Pentagon on 9/11, and you know, saw the kind of like they had a map of how the plane hit the building and where it went in and where the people were in the offices around and who perished that day, and it was like chilling to think about it, and then how quickly they rebuilt the Pentagon and reinforced it and everything else and all the rebuilding that's been going on down there. So it was really an eye-opening experience and an amazing experience.
Yeah, and give me a heads up next time you wear a suit to the show, because I got so much crap yesterday from people because the pictures that went out on Twitter was of David Cohn in a suit,
you
in a suit, and me in a gray T-shirt.
Well,
so why can't you step it up, you slob? You know, casual, you didn't get the memo that, you know, it drove me nuts. And I was like, Boomer never wears a suit to the show.
That's
for crying
true.
Out loud.
That's true.
You know, David Cohen's promoting a book. You're going to the Pentagon.
Right.
I'm going to Pottery Barn. All right? That's what I'm doing.
Well, ass face.
Yeah.
You represent the NARPs. You got to
remember
that.
Yes, that's right. It's amazing how people get so upset about that. Look at you. You look like you don't belong. These two guys know how to dress.
They're giving you a little heat. That's
You're a pig. All right, we've got...
Well, nice. You know, they like to give the NARP posse a little bit of heat every now
sure,
and then.
Sure, right, of course. All right, Jerry's here with the update. What's going on there, Jerry?
Brought to you by Carrier. Turn to the experts and visit carrier.com/dealers. What's going on, the Yankees? The Yankees just continue to make a mockery of the Orioles. Gary Sanchez, a 3-run homer in the first inning last night. Clint Frazier, homers in the third. So when he comes up again in the fifth, why the hell not?
Now the 3-1. Swung on and hit in the air to center field and deep. Wilkerson back on the track. He's at the wall. She's gone. Another Yankee home run. Downtown goes Frazier. He hits a 3-run home run to go with his 2-run home run. I don't think the Yankees want to leave town. I mean, they love this ballpark. It's a 3-run blast, and the Yankees take a 9-0 lead.
John Sterling, the call on the fan. Yeah, they've hit 28 home runs against the Orioles this season, and it's May 22nd.
And they've given up 100 home
100,
runs the Orioles have. What,
exactly
48
right.
games, so it's the fastest
to
give up 100 home runs in a season in the history of Major League
what
Baseball.
What is the record, 288? Does that sound right?
Yeah, they're on pace to blister.
They're on pace for 350, 400. It's pretty nuts. 11-4, the final score of this game. Gio Urshela drives in a run. Gleyber Torres, he drives in a run. Domingo Germán, five innings. Not great, but five innings. He gets the win. He's 9-1 on the season. Here's Aaron Boone afterwards. Big night for Clint.
Good to see him break out because, you know, I think we all understand he's capable of, when he really gets locked in, of going on a really good run.
And we mentioned that Sanchez hits the three-run homer. He had the three-run homer in the ninth inning last night. Here's Boone. What's the message been to him?
Trying to get him to really just focus on good at bat. Just go have a good at bat and don't get caught up in the result, because the swing will take care of itself.
And it has been. And in terms of the 28 home runs against the O's,
I mean, we have obviously capable guys and guys with a lot of power
on display. Here's Sanchez talking about Germán and his night.
Tonight, I think he got in trouble in that one inning with a double play ball. But other than that, he looked great.
That through a translator. Here's Germán through a translator. It can be better.
There were two innings where I battled, and that one inning with double play there. But at the end, I was able to battle and get through those five innings.
Baseball's first 9-game winner of the 2019 season. Yanks 8-2 against the O's. They've outscored them 73-40 in those 10 games. Away from the team, I should say, Didi Gregorius did play in an extended spring training game Monday. Turns out he was dehydrated, though. They gave him IVs, did not play yesterday, as I guess they originally planned. Should play today.
He was dehydrated?
Today. Yeah. Yeah.
From what?
Running. I don't know. So he didn't play yesterday, but he should be back on the field today in Florida. It's funny, right?
Oh, no, it's not.
It's about as funny as...
I mean, it happens. It happens often. I don't know why.
It's about as funny as the Mets having a third baseman and a second baseman playing the outfield. Because the roster construction is stupid. Go ahead.
CC Sabathia, Dan Straley. Tonight on the fan coverage at 6:25. We're not complaining today because the Mets did win again. While they did blow a lead, they wound up winning in the end. J.D. Davis, a pinch hit. Go-ahead three-run homer in the seventh, so all was good at that point. It was 4-3, but then the Nationals go ahead, and then in the ninth inning after the Mets tie it on a
lead?
Pete Alonso homer, Jay Reese for me.
Oh, yeah. God almighty.
Yeah, he's not good. Oh, he's not good.
It's like you're sitting there going, oh, no. I mean, it's just,
and
what is going on?
It's,
that's the walks. That's the thing.
It.
They're not swinging at it,
walks
and they're
kill.
Not chasing, and the next thing you know.
And then poor Daniel Zamora comes in, first pitch, base hit, run scores. It's not good. But Pete Alonso, the game-tying home run in the eighth. And then in the ninth, you talk about walks, and Washington's bullpen stinks too. A couple of guys get on, ground ball, second and third, and then Ahmed Rosario comes up.
The 3-1 pitch. Swinging a bouncer toward short, backing up Turner. He backhands, throws to first, close play, safe the call. Perhaps you could put it in the books. The Mets storm out of the dugout.
Yeah, put it in the books. Hi, I'm Howie Rose.
Hi, I'm Howie Rose.
82 in a row for the Mets as Rosario beats the throw. Mets beat the Nationals 6-5. Adani Echevarria scoring the winning run. Here was a elated Mickey Callaway afterwards. Boy, this Rosario's fast as hell.
Turner let go of the ball, and I'm like, oh, no, he's out. And then all of a sudden, Rosie kicked in the afterburners, and he literally outran the ball.
Like an action movie.
Yeah, Rosie kicked in the afterburners. Do you think Robinson Cano actually was paying attention?
Well, he was 0-4, so.
Yeah.
Was he paying attention? He could have been playing cards at that point.
Did he see Rosario actually run it out?
Yeah, I think he did. Yeah, hey, he ran out that pinch hit appearance he had the night before. He doubled and he sprinted, so good for him.
Let's go to Maureen in Kansas. Maureen, what's happening?
Hi, Boomer.
Hi.
Hi, Gio.
Hi.
I just want to say to Boomer,
yes.
Let's go Blues.
Yes, I hear you.
And to Gio, you make me laugh every day.
Well, thanks, Maureen. That's very nice of you. What do you got today for us?
I have been a Mets fan for so long, it makes me sick. And I'm married to a Yankee fan.
Oh, jeez.
That could really make you sick.
Oh, jeez is right.
Yes.
See what happens when you hustle?
Yeah, you win a couple games.
Thanks, guys.
You're welcome, Maureen. Right. Thanks for the call. All the way from Kansas. I like that.
Yeah, but Maureen, Met and Yankee fan out
we're
in Kansas.
We're her piece of New York.
That is true.
That's what we are. Every morning she wakes up with us, and here we are. We're in New York, and we're talking about her beloved Mets.
Couple of New Yorkers retiring to Kansas, living the dream. No?
Yeah.
But San Diego.
You're like a yellow brick road out there?
I know, I was being facetious. I don't know. I'm not sure why they went to Kansas, but...
Maybe work took them there. You don't know.
Didn't Dorothy go to Kansas?
What are the taxes like in Kansas?
Better than they are here.
Right. Here's Rosario through a translator. Just couldn't let the ball beat him.
The moment I hit that ball, I immediately thought I have to get there. I had to get my 100% to get there.
right? Give it 100%. That's our
No, bets. Mickey's definitely right. I don't know if it was because of the situation in the game, but I felt like I got into another gear at that point.
Man, he sounds like he's 17 years old.
Yeah, it's a translator.
It's a translator, Dust. I know. I've thought this before. Like, this translator sounds like he's a high school kid, but he's doing a good job, I guess.
Maybe he's in college. Who knows?
How about, you know, the Mets just hustling their asses off?
Yeah.
You think all this negative press has permeated the locker room, Jerry?
Well, you hope so. And Pete Alonso is one that stood up for his manager the other night, and he had the big home run last night. So
yeah, but how? Come on, J.D. Davis, that's huge.
Oh, for sure, the 3-run homer is big. But for a lot, after they come back and they lose the lead and they're behind, for Alonso to hit that home run in the late innings, it's all important, and they got it done.
You know how you have J.D. Davis and you have Jeff McNeil. You have their friends, you have maybe their high school buddies, maybe they played together with some guys in college. And hey, Jeff, what position are you playing for the Mets? Second base? No, I'm out in right field. JD, how about you? You're a third baseman, right? No, I'm a left fielder.
It's positional
flexibility.
JD Davis
can really play, though, other positions.
But general managers love guys like that.
Yes, I agree.
Do you think they're like that because the Mets just need them to be like that because they're stuck?
I think he's just versatile. I think a guy like J.D. Davis, that's why you brought him in. He could play numerous positions. He's a guy like Marwin Gonzalez. He can play first, third, left, right. I think it's
all right.
It's important.
All right,
McNeil,
if you say so.
I'm not so sure, but just keep hitting. Here's Alonso. It was a great night.
Today was a hell of a win for everybody. A lot of contributions from everybody, and it was just a really quality game. I mean, his inning 1-9 was awesome.
Awesome. Zach Wheeler, 7 innings. He allowed 3 runs, 4 hits, 6 strikeouts. Doesn't get the win. That went to Edwin Diaz tonight. Jacob DeGrom, Max Scherzer. Really good pitching matchup. Hope it actually materializes later tonight at Citi Field. Elsewhere in baseball, Mets also got some good news along the way in terms of the division as they get to within 5.5 games of the Phillies because they blew a lead and then lost late to the Cubs.
Bases loaded for the Cubs. One away here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Outfielders now weigh in for the fly ball to be able to throw home. Here comes the pitch. Baez swings. Line drive. Base hit down the right field line.
Good.
Fly the W.
Good.
The Cubs win.
Cubs win.
Yes.
Cubs win. Cubs radio there. They win 3-2. That was Javi Baez with the game-winning pinch hit RBI single to right. Mets also got good news that the Braves lost. Lost to the Giants 4-3.
Look at that.
As San Francisco scored a few runs in the ninth. Joe Panik, the game-winning 2-run single in the ninth there. The Yankees got good news. The Rays lost to the Dodgers 7-3. Clayton Kershaw allows 2 runs over 6 1/3. Also, the Red Sox lost. Blue Jays beat them 10-3. Rowdy Tellez, 2 home runs, 5 RBIs. And the Astros continue to win. They beat the White Sox 5-1. Justin Verlander takes a no-hitter into the 7th. He goes 8, strikes out 12. NBA playoffs, and the Raptors draw even with the Bucks.
Lowry, deep 3 in the bottom of the well. Shot clock was running down, and Kyle knocked it out. 107-88, Toronto by 19.
Yeah, 3 of Lowry's 25 points. Raptors radio there, a 120-102 win, even things up at 2-2. Kawhi Leonard didn't have a monster game, but certainly good enough. 19 points, 4 steals. Toronto really moved the ball around. A lot of guys involved in this one. For Giannis Antetokounmpo, 25-10 in the loss. All of a sudden, they've lost 2 in a row. I think this might only be the second time or third time they've dropped back-to-back games all year long. And so now they're going back because there's pressure on them to make sure they win this game 5 and not fall behind in this series. Here's Antetokounmpo.
There's no pressure. There's no pressure. Obviously, we got to take it off home. It's our job, but I don't think there's pressure.
Yeah, let me just say something. I love the outlandishness in sports most of the time.
Sure,
but I saw something last night that just totally crossed the line, in my opinion.
All right.
And that was Drake going over to Nick Nurse during the game and rubbing his shoulders.
Yeah.
That's
a bit much.
It's great that you're a super fan. It's great that you love the Raptors. You're a superstar. You're rooting. You're talking trash to Giannis. I think all that's great. But to walk over to the coach, who, by the way, can't say anything.
No, he can't.
He can't say anything about Drake or that was
your Nick Nurse.
Right.
Right.
I mean, you can't do that. You have to understand that there's boundaries. It's a playoff game, and he's the coach.
Could you imagine Mark Wahlberg coming out of the stands and high-fiving Bill Belichick during a Super Bowl?
No.
Or maybe the AFC Championship game as, you know, Ben Roethlisberger and the Steelers are getting their butts kicked.
I mean, it seemed like it wasn't even a high-five.
Hey,
it was like
coach.
I mean, it was
massaging
little,
him.
He gave him a massage.
Yeah.
The hell is that? Like, I don't know. I mean, it's that totally crossed the line for me. And I'm not a Drake hater by any stretch of the imagination. I just saw that. I was like, that is in poor taste,
man. I mean, you know,
man.
Spike Lee gets involved with the opposing players and stuff.
Have you ever seen him, like...
Well, he's on the other side of the bed.
Are you going over
to
rubber Jeff Van Gundy's head or something?
I mean, no. I've never seen that on any level, ever. Have you ever seen a fan, like maybe a high, like a little fist bump at some point? Maybe. I don't know.
Not this, though.
That was crazy to me. And he probably thought, all right, just do whatever the hell I want. I'm Drake. I'm more important than the Raptors. I'm more important than Nick Nurse.
Yep.
And Nick, if Nick Nurse ever came out and said anything, that would be the end
of
him.
Oh, forget it. He'd be done.
They'd fire him probably in the middle of this series.
Drake is the most popular guy in that city and worldwide in terms of popularity.
Sure.
He's higher than anybody on that team, I can tell you that.
I mean, he could have given him a wet willy, you know, and it would have been fine.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't get all wrapped up in it, so don't worry about
you
that.
You dig?
Game five.
All wrapped up in it.
Oh, it sounds like he got wrapped up in it. Would you say he got wrapped up in it or not?
I would say wrapped, but not wrapped up.
I mean,
Eddie, you're...
Oh, no, he's totally involved in all wrapped
up. Yes, exactly. He is all wrapped
up. Don't get wrapped up.
You're also thirsty.
You know, I'm going to do that to you every time that you have an opinion about something. Why do you even care? Why are you going to go wrapped up in it? What's the point?
No, let's just
sit here and flatline every single topic.
No, I think
life
most
is short. Awesome, enjoy the day.
Why are you getting all wrapped up in taxes?
Why are you getting all wrapped up in the Rangers? I don't who cares. Why are you all wrapped up?
No, I don't always say that about everything you say. I just say, why you get wrapped up in this?
What do you care, Ted Levittown? What do you think?
What do you care about that?
Jesus. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, but no, this is just this thing I'm saying. I don't say that about all the things you get wrapped up in. This is just the one thing I don't think you should get wrapped up in. That's all. It's Drake, man. Come on, chill.
Whatever. Okay.
Drake has 38 million followers on Twitter. How many do you think that the Toronto Raptors have?
I'll say 1.5 million.
500,000.
I'm going to go along the lines of Boomer. I'm going to say maybe 500,000.
No, it's definitely going to be more than that.
You know, well, how many do you think the San Diego Padres have?
10. The Padres, I bet you have like 2 million.
About 150,000, I believe we checked, right?
They just lost their Twitter account.
Yeah, but they got it right back.
Yeah, but did they get it back with all
their
followers?
No, the Raptors have 1.8 million. I give them some credit.
There you go.
Well, now they're going to have more because the Drake's fans are going to like cross over now that they see Drake's coaching the team.
Right.
The Padres now have...
They have 400,000.
400,000, okay. Think about that. 400,000 for the Padres, 1.8 million. Well, who cares, right? Why are we all wrapped up?
Why are you all wrapped up in
there? The Blues beat the Sharks 5-1, so they take the series in 6. They advance to the Stanley Cup Finals for the first time since 1970. What else? We've got the Buccaneers signing Ndamukong Suh, the Patriots to sign or did sign Julian Edelman to a 2-year extension, and the Jets head coach and acting GM Adam Gase fired a scout.
All right.
And they also signed Deontay Thompson and a punter Matt Darr.
Okay. Right. All who are in the Gase family tree.
Perhaps.
He did a 23andMe, and he found out. He's just bringing in distant relatives.
By the way, so since the Blues were victimized by that hand pass by the Sharks, they hadn't lost a game.
Pretty good.
They swept them out. They won the next 3 games, and now they get to play the Boston Bruins. They start Jimmy Crackhorn, and I don't care. Jimmy Crackhorn, and I don't care. And the Rangers announced John Davidson today, don't they?
Good.
I think officially.
It's a good move for them, yes.
It's a great move.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.